Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I do want to say today that yesterday I said goodbye to my 40s. That's evil. That's evil. You know, because we've been so busy. And we've been so busy, I didn't get a chance to really pay attention that you have your 20s and your teens, like John, mm-hmm. who's finally, he was a teenager yesterday.
Teenager.
Yeah.
And he just looks old.
That's it.
No, he actually looks young. He's an old man.
I'm an old man.
He shows up in his sweats before makeup, and they fix them all up and stuff. And so I'm realizing, you know, I go to bed, as I said the other day, and I'm realizing, my goodness, you know, this is it. I'm not going to be in my 40s anymore. I mean, it was rapidly approaching, and I'm thinking, I was too tired to even, it's like, okay. But then I'm on the last day, I realize that. So this is the last day. I think, man, I got to go around and just, you know, this is me in my 40s. It's like, it's going to be over,
it's over, man.
And it's like, I don't mind being more than in my 40s. But you're just saying you'll never be in your 40s again. I mean, that's done with.
That's it.
It's finitos.
That's it.
And you know, so I'm thinking, my goodness. So, you know, I think I text Pat last night, late in the night. It's like, hey, I just want to talk to you while I'm still in my 40s. You know, and it was just amazing saying goodbye to a decade. And a pretty interesting 50 today.
Are you surprised?
No, actually, I'm now here. There's nothing I can do about it. It happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, you cannot, you know, it just happened. And so I wake up. I'm over it. It's done with. I'm not in my 40s anymore. I'm beyond my 40s. And I'm half of 100.
That's right.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. And so I get up this morning, and for some reason I can't sleep. Now that I'm older, I can't sleep as well. I'm up like at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah. I tried to call Pat. There was no
answer. I don't have that problem.
No.
No, and...
You're a young man. Young.
Mm. And I get up, and finally Donna comes in and says, "What's wrong with you?" No, she didn't say that.
Wake up.
She says, "Did you go to your office yet this morning?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't go to my office yet this morning. I went out to saw, you know, Max, my dog, and all." I'm like, "We're getting older, man. These are dog years." And so she says, "You go to your office." I go to my office, and when I get into my office, when I get into my office, there's a card in there. For my wife, she laid a card on my keyboard and all that kind of stuff. Donna did, and it was, it said, you won't believe what it said in front of the card.
What did it say?
It says something like, "Happy 50th. It's like, it just doesn't even, you know, it's like, whose card is this? I did one of the Pat things, one of the Chris things, you know. Like, okay, that's right. Today is the 50th birthday. And she says, "I just have a whole day of surprises for you. A whole day of surprises.
Wow.
Is that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
Wow. And
what a gift.
I'm not an easy person to surprise." It's like,
No.
I don't know why. I may have just written all over everybody's faces. Some people just think out loud. You can hear them thinking, you know. Anyway, yeah, so. Right.
Knowing their thoughts.
But I didn't know this. So all of a sudden, she says, "At 7 o'clock, I have a surprise for you." Because she knows that's about when I kind of grab a bite or something, or the shake thing. And I come out of my office, and she has, my wife, went to Cracker Barrel.
Ooh.
And got fresh baker's dozen of fresh biscuits from Cracker Barrel.
Wow.
Oh, my.
And she lays that out before me, 7 o'clock this morning, and I'm thinking, I'm just moved. I mean, because their biscuits are the real deal.
Yeah.
And they have the real, just the smell of them that smells good. And so I'm thinking, I'm just kerplumped, as, you know, Renee would say. And so I'm like, you know,
you
thinking,
says,
this is, and so then all of a sudden, she reaches over and goes behind the table to pull something out. I'm like, what are you going to do? And she pulls out a, like a 20 pack or something of figs. Like maybe 12 jars of figs.
12 jars?
Yeah, jars of fig preserves, which is one of my favorite. And it has to be the fig, not broken up, the whole fig.
The whole big.
Yeah, whole big fig. And my wife drove all the way, and my daughter, Amber, drove all the way to Alabama.
Really?
Wow.
All the way to Alabama because that's where they make some of the best figs. Mm-hmm. I think all the way to the state, Alabama. And bought a case of fig preserves. I had figs from Alabama, and I had biscuits from Cracker Barrel waiting for me at 7 o'clock in the morning. And that's just the beginning of my surprise.
Wow. So how were they? What a wife. Wow.
It was seven.
Now how were they?
Oh, they were very good. They were very good. Not like my shake.
Shake's going on. I have a
shake. Yeah, forget the shake. No.
Forget the shake.
But I was just so touched that my wife, you know, I mean, that's, you know, that was a surprise for me.
She knows your love language.
That was definitely figs. Food first. Figs. Figs and biscuits. Figs and biscuits. And if you haven't tried that yet, a lot of people have different figs, but figs from Alabama, they have the whole fig. And it's just, I was just so touched.
Well, I'm glad she didn't get you any Bojangle biscuits because this morning we would have had a different, you know, program.
Yeah.
To listen to our Bojangle segment.
Yeah. These biscuits have already risen already. That would not be good. That would not be good. And then, you know, I got a phone call from my sister, Cindy. And who, by the way, God spoke to in a dream, and she said, this is the word that God gave her, quantitative easing. And she's very sanguine.
Serious?
Yeah, I mean, she's just one word who wouldn't cross her vocabulary.
She didn't know what that is.
She didn't know what it was.
Wow.
And it was a confirmation. That's what we were talking about. It was the same day that we were talking about that night. She actually heard that. And so she went back and listened to that segment. So that's
she
what
hadn't
that
heard
was.
It yet?
No.
Oh, wow.
So amazing. Get ready for QE3, you know. And it was just cool. It's really cool to see the love and all that. But just figs and biscuits. I used to say I like chicken and dumplings, and everybody brought chicken and dumplings. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh. But but a good biscuit and some figs, there's nothing like anything. Toast is good with a good fig. So I just want to say thank you to my wife, and I'm excited about the day because we are going to go on a journey, she said.
Wow.
And she's going to be driving. I'm going to be in the passenger seat.
Can you handle
seat.
That?
Yeah, can we borrow your limousine today?
Yeah, sure.
We can borrow your limousine.
You can fit.
And your driver. Can you fit? I didn't eat that many biscuits.
Well, you know.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today
or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.